Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and your anti-financial advisor here. Hey, I'm walking out for a wonderful show. Be sure to check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. Great blogs on there, some great stuff, as well as, you know, hey, keep listening to the show. Keep checking out previous episodes. If you're already caught up on these, I recommend going back to some great stuff. And I appreciate those of you that have not only been listening, but also been sharing this, because the only way we can create a better community, a better way to elevate each other, is by sharing that wealth with each other, sharing that knowledge with each other. And I love what you're doing, because we're here about creating cash flow and freedom today. Not about, you know, for those of you that try to work so hard your entire lives for 30 or 40 years and save up everything you can and pay off all your debt, only to find out you haven't made it. That is the exact model I came from as a financial advisor, and that model is dead. It doesn't work. It never worked in the first place, and it will not work for you. The only way to create that freedom is to be able to do things that are outside of the box, and that's what we're here to do, to give you that freedom today. So today I want to talk about financial freedom. In fact, there is a big difference between financial freedom and financial independence. So I'm not trying to depress you with this freedom conversation, because, you know, I just got done telling you ways to become financially independent in just the last episode. And now I'm turning right around and saying you, hey, you know what? The odds are against you. You're not going to become financially free. At least not if you don't listen here really closely. So financial freedom and financial independence are very different to me. Financial independence is something that happens when you get out of the rat race, when you have your expenses met by other income sources, like alternative investments, you know, like a passive income and things that could be residual income, even from business, but things you don't have to work so hard for, things that often are systematic, things that bring in money each and every month. When that income surpasses the expenses that you have, that's when you can say you're financially independent. You could even argue, say, hey, I've got a business, or I got a job right now that pays the bills. Yeah, you kind of are financially independent in a way, but you're not really feeling very free, because you might feel like you're paycheck to paycheck. So we're talking about creating other streams of income so that those streams will pay your bills. And then you work because you want to, not because you have to. But financial freedom is very different. Financial freedom is not a state of your bank account. It is not a state of your cash flow statement. It is a state of mind. Nay, it is even a state of being. It is a state of who you are. And financial freedom is not something that could be justified or felt by looking at an income statement or a cash flow statement, right? It's not something that's based on what the numbers say. It's based on how you feel. And the truth is that there are a lot of people that are financially independent, and there's even people that are rich, but they're not wealthy. They're not financially free, because money still drives them. I believe that financial freedom happens when money is no longer the primary reason or excuse that you do or do not do anything. And freedom is a very different place to be, because it's not about security. In fact, financial security is the exact opposite of financial freedom. See, many people will go work a job day in and day out, even a job that they'll hate, just so they get that secure paycheck. Even they know they can maybe make more money on their own. You know, I've had many people reach out to me saying, I could probably become an independent contractor and actually get paid more. In fact, I know, because the company I work for hires outside, and they'll pay those people more than they'll pay me working inside the company. And that's true. In many, many cases, that's very true. And yeah, you could make more. But again, it scares people because it's not secure. And you got to understand that, I love to quote Robert Kiyosaki. He says, if you're looking for security, the best place you can find that is in prison, in a maximum security prison, where they feed you three meals a day. They even give you TV time and time to work out and walk around the yard. You know, they give you all those little perks. You don't have to worry about working a job necessarily. Yeah, they may give you some duties, but you're basically told what to do. And that's the big difference. In security, when you're trying to seek security, you're still being directed. There's still like this outside force that's directing you what you're doing. But when it comes to freedom, freedom can only come from the inside. You can only be free from within. And that freedom, many, many people, well, it eludes them. They never truly experience financial freedom. And I've met these people. I've worked with a lot of dentists, for example, dentists and other types of doctors that have made millions of dollars and saved even millions of dollars. But guess what? They still don't feel free. Now, they could say to themselves, they'll say, hey, well, it's not because of, you know, that, because it's because I was saving in mutual funds and that wasn't working. So now I'm doing other investments to create that financial freedom and create, you know, that the cash flow I need. But that's not enough. Financial freedom comes from a place of abundance versus a place of scarcity. And what happens is most people will sabotage their own financial freedom because it scares them to have that freedom. And I would challenge you this, even those of you that have every opportunity to get out of the rat race, so to speak, right? Every one of you that have the ability to, within maybe the next few years, 5 to 10 years even, have the ability to be able to get out of the rat race if you play your cards right. You know, and I don't mean gamble with these cards. I mean doing the kind of things we talk about on this show. And I've designed this kind of thing for many people when we've designed their own game plans. And I'll tell you, like, I've seen many people get closer and closer, but they're still like, yeah, but Chris, I don't feel any better off. It's not enough. It's not enough. And they get into the scarcity mode where they feel like they just got to keep saving more. And by the way, more money just makes you more of who you already were. So if you were scared without money or scared with a certain amount of money, imagine what amplifying or multiplying that money will do to you. It will only increase. So if you have scarcity with a little bit of money, you'll have scarcity with a lot of money, but even more scarcity. If you have abundance with a little bit of money, you will be abundant with a lot of money. And financial freedom has nothing to do with the amount of money. I know I've said that over and over, but I cannot emphasize it enough, is that I cannot make you financially free. Even if I give you the right plan and give you the steps to do it and to get you on the right track, and even if you hit that number that you need, that doesn't mean you're financially free. It comes from a place a place of faith, you know, and I don't mean like faith, not just like a religious faith. I mean like faith in principles that they're working, you know, that confidence, that surety, that things are great. Not that things are perfect, but that you will be fine. And it does require some outside help too. Yes, hitting the numbers, hitting your, you know, your freedom number, so to speak, right? Where you become financially independent. That helps. Yes, having the right protection in place. We don't talk about that a ton on this show, but having the right lawyers on your team and accountants. Make sure that you have the right things in place to protect you, the right amount of savings in the right places, to make sure that you have the right insurances in place and the right legal agreements, you know, and corporate structures and things like that, and liability insurances and whatnot to protect you in case of the worst, in case of those different things that could happen to you, life insurance, all those things. Those all do protect your state of mind too and your state of being. And that can actually help you in justifying both from a rational and an emotional perspective of freedom. But it's not enough. It's got to be more. And I think what really people are doing, they're actually sabotaging their freedom without knowing it. Now, you might say you want freedom, but I'm going to challenge you on this with this one single question. If money were no longer an issue in your life, what would you do? What would you spend your time doing? If money were no longer an issue, you didn't have to make any more money, money was taken care of for the rest of your life, what would you do? Now, I remember when I was first asked this question, this was back in 2006, before I was able to retire the first time, before I got out of the rat race the first time. This was asked just a few months prior. And they asked that. They said, yeah, well, Chris, you know, if money were no issue, what would you spend your time doing? And I said, oh, I'd probably travel more. And he looked at me disbelievingly saying, right, of course you would. And what would you do the other 45 weeks out of the year? And it got me thinking, because that was kind of like my default, right? And I'll tell you, I can't tell you how many times people have said travel. I mean, almost everybody says travel, right? There's a few people that are homebodies, but most people say, oh, I travel more. I spend more time with my family. Cool. What would you do the rest of the time? Because I'll tell you, in 2006, when I was able to get out of that rat race and work was a choice, it was kind of a scary place to be because I didn't know what to do. And it kind of reminded me of, for those of you that know stories from the Bible, the story of Moses, right? You know, Moses went to rescue his people from Egypt. You know, he worked so stinking hard to let his, you know, to get the Pharaoh to let his people go, as they said, right? And they all screamed that they wanted freedom. They wanted it. But once they were out of the grasp of the Pharaoh, what happens? Of course, they're out in the wilderness. They're having to figure out how to, like, actually have faith that they're going to have money or resources, so to speak, right? Keep coming in. Food keep coming. So manna comes from heaven. He smites a rock with his rod and water comes gushing out. And all this kind of stuff, right? All these miracles he has to perform because these people keep wanting, saying, you know what? We were better off in bondage. Yeah, we're getting whipped and slaved away, but at least we got fed a meager portion. At least it's not starvation. So these people were whining about the freedom they got. For 40 years in the wilderness, they whined to Moses about their freedom. They didn't really want freedom. They just wanted to feel good. But the problem was that they weren't free in their minds. They had, and who blames them? I mean, for a few hundred years, they were in bondage, right? They were raised in bondage. Many of you have been raised in bondage. You've been raised with the same old crap of, you know, go to school, get good grades, go to college so you can get a good good secure job. And if it's like the old days, work for them for the next, you know, 30, 40 years until you get that stinking golden watch. You know, you get your little retirement gift, and then you can retire on a nice little pension, right? That's what we were taught from like the Depression era type generation, the World War II generation. Well, guess what? That is not reality anymore. Now we got millennials that are changing jobs sometimes multiple times a year. We've got people that even if they want to stay with a job, they won't be left hired with that job because companies will change. Companies might go in and out of business. You might find a better opportunity. You might not. You might get downsized. You might be all over the place. My dad experienced this. I remember he wanted to work for the company forever. He had a sense of loyalty, but they didn't have a loyalty to him. And so we've been raised and conditioned in this kind of bondage for our entire lives, haven't we? We are like the children of Israel. We are like those that, you know, that we claim we want freedom. But when we actually get a little sniff of it, just a little taste of it, it freaks us out. Now, I asked you the question, if money were no issue, what would you spend your time doing? I can assure you, it's not just travel and spend time with the family. You would get bored out of your mind. I did, myself. I was going stir crazy. I was trying to find anything. I tried to buy two different places. One was like an old movie theater. I saw the movie The Majestic with Jim Carrey, and I thought, I would love to do that. So I almost went and bought and renovated a whole of a theater that would have wasted way more money than made me. And then I almost bought a place that was an old, you know, old studio that was going to turn into a dance studio. And that was a pretty close one. But I remember that the reason I was doing that is because I wanted something to do. I wanted to know what my quote unquote next step is, right? I want to know what my next phase of my life was going to be. Now, what I was ignoring, of course, was that I love teaching. That's why I do this show. It's because I love being able to share the things I've learned and bring hope to people. You know, that's what I keep doing. And I, you know, as time went on, I started to realize, like, wait a minute, I actually have a gift. Like, I have a gift that I can not only spread hope, but I can actually give a path to help people get there. And it's not the path they think it is. And I'm not your guru either. I'm not the guru that's going to be like the all-knowing sage or whatever. It's going to be more somebody who helps guide you on that path. This is why a lot of times when I talk about, you know, ways to get financial freedom or finding that magic investment or that secret recipe, there is no secret magic bullet for everyone. Everybody has their own unique recipe of how to get there and what kind of life they want to create. And that decision is the most important decision you have to make. Is what kind of life do you want? What do you want to spend your time doing? You know, I had a client who said, wow, I don't know. And this is right on the verge of her about to create some massive amount of cash flow and create some freedom. Because she's like, yeah, I'd like to take 6 months off of my business. I said, great, awesome. We can do that. Let's do this and this and this. And we can actually even take 6 months off where you're just working part-time while some of the kids are at school, but you can spend more time with your teenagers before they leave the house. That's awesome. What a great mission. And then I said, and then what? You know, then what else would we do? She's like, oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I'm like, what would you spend more time doing? What would you want to do? And she talked about how she had a friend. It's like, yeah, I have a friend that does all kinds of crazy stuff. They went and they bought a restaurant and they got in the restaurant business. And then they, I can't remember what the other thing they did, but they did something else. It was just like crazy. You're like, wow, I don't think I would want to do that. And that's the whole point. I wouldn't want to do some of those things, you know, that they were doing. She's like, yeah, it was just cool that they were just trying out new things. I'm like, Aha, there it is. You want to try something new, obviously, but you got to find out what that means for you. Not just mirroring what your friend did or what I even do, but doing what means a lot to you. And I'll tell you, people, like I'm telling you guys, like you're probably sabotaging your own results. You probably could get financial freedom faster than you could imagine right now, but there's a part of you, there's a part in the back of your mind saying, maybe not, because you're scared. You're scared that, hey, once I have to make the decision, with freedom comes real responsibility. What am I going to do with my life? What is that next thing? And it scares a lot of people. It's kind of like ask the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? It's the question you got asked all the time as a kid. And then you kind of lost the imagination. You just kind of went down a path that you probably thought was a good career choice or whatever it might be for you, that was going to be best for you in your life. But guess what? You're coming at another crossroads of growing up again. And that freedom is a big thing. And you guys are often sabotaging your success, you know, because it's not about the amount of money. It's not about what you do. It might sound sexy and it might sound awesome that you get out of the rat race and then be able to be financially free and never worry about money in your life again. But I promise you, that's not the life you really want. The life you really want is a life that has a purpose, a meaning. You want something more. You want to do and be something more. And guys, this is where you go from selfish, because financial independence is kind of selfish. When people say, I just want enough money to pay my bills, that's a selfish thing to focus on. Even if you think you're taking care of your family, it's still selfish because it's just about you and your family. Once you start to realize that your family goes outside of the walls of your own home, that is when you start to live a purpose. And that's when financial freedom becomes more possible, because financial independence might involve you and your home, but financial freedom involves the world. I'll repeat that. Financial independence might just involve you and your family, but financial freedom involves the world. You want to be more, you want to be about more. The reason I'm doing this podcast first was because I want to create a legacy for my family, for my kids, and have something that's recorded that I could pass on from generation to generation. Then it became something to help my own clients because they'd have the same questions over and over. And then it became about more than just that. It became about you guys too, because I realized that if I can spread that message of hope, I got to tell you, like when I meet with people, I had a guy that came to me about life insurance saying, yeah, I heard you on another interview. Love to try to do this kind of policy because it's the kind of policies I'd like to do. I've already done two. And then he shows me the other policies he did. I'm like, oh my gosh, we could do so much better. We could have saved you $5,000 a year, give you $5,000 more of cash in your hand. So all of a sudden I'm like, dang, thanks for reaching out, because that allows me to do something that I think is meaningful and impactful. Like I'm impacting and benefiting your life and your family just because you reached out. I get others of you that reach out. I'm like, holy cow, like, yes, financial freedom is possible. Not just independence, but freedom too. And oh my goodness, yes, we can do amazing things. And I'm glad you're not listening to that financial advisor anymore, because that financial advisor, as well-intentioned as he or she is, they're taking that chance of freedom away. And guys, this is the thing that drives me. And whenever I have stories like that, or I meet people like you guys, it drives me more, because I realize, oh my gosh, like I need to spread this word bigger and better. It fires me up. Even though I could be comfortable just fine not making a bigger message, I can keep doing what I'm doing and do even a smaller scale than I'm doing it and be totally comfortable and happy and be comfortable. But I'll tell you, I can't truly be as happy and purpose-driven without the helps of people like you, without people like you that are not only trying to act on these things and make it work in your life, but you're even helping me spread the message. And that means the world to me. So thank you so much. So guys, I want you to be financially free, but it's so much more. It's about choosing abundance, not scarcity. By the way, some of my first episodes I did on this entire show, some of those early episodes go really deep into that scarcity versus abundance mentality. I would recommend going back and listening to some of those, because you're going to find out that freedom isn't as easy as you'd hope. It's going to require a change of mindset and a change of state altogether about how you see money and how you interact with money and even the rest of the world around you. So guys, freedom is possible. I'm here to spread that message of hope. Most people won't get it, but with the right guidance and the right steps, you guys can totally experience it. So anyways, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and thanks for joining me on this journey to make my life well and create that freedom for me too. And I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. and check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.